Hello everybody, Kwatin also here. You are all welcome to African Life Stories once again. I hope you are all doing good. Thank you if you are an old listener and welcome back again. A new listener too, you are welcome and I'm happy for you to, you know, listen to how things are going and what is happening in African continent and the histories and the daily gist of it. You know, I've not been active and I know that it's not intentional. Because, you know, it's a lot. But yeah, we are back and we are running. So, yeah. So, you are welcome once again in this episode of African Life Stories. I'm coming to digest the Arise Ghana protest, the Arise Ghana demonstration that happened not long ago in Ghana. So, yeah, sit back and enjoy. Let's get started. According to the African report, hundreds of Ghanaians took to the streets of Central Accra on Tuesday and Wednesday, clashing with the police as they protested against the rocketing prices of fuel and food and what they see as the government's inaction on the crisis. You know, I think up to this point, we all have to, you know, come to a conclusion that, look, even though we have this Ukraine and Russia war, but maybe government can do something a little bit about it. But look, it's not going to solve all of it. In as much as government will do or have maybe recovery plan about the economic crisis, it is not going to, you know, bring down. Maybe it can solve it a little bit. It can be of help to the citizens, we the citizens of Ghana, a little bit. But let's not forget that it cannot eliminate the hardship or the economic recession of this world. Look, every country at this point in time is facing economic recession. I think last week or something, I saw on the news that thousands of people living in the United Kingdom took to the streets and demonstrate or protest about the skyrocketing of prices of fuel, of foods, and all those stuff. Let's not forget there is an ongoing Russian and Ukraine war conflict whereby the petroleum industry is one of the largest based in Russia. They supply, you know, they have the sixth largest oil reserve and it's one of the largest producers of oil. And this is a case whereby they've been sanctioned by the United States of America. So virtually or definitely, obviously, there will be shortages of oil of any sort. The internal ones, or maybe how you can, you know, export oil from, they will increase the price. You know, increasing the price will affect virtually everything, because, you know, when you are going for exports, the plane or the cargo, it uses oil, fuel of any sort, to export those things outside into the country. So technically all those things will also be affected. But it is irritating to this point that each and every day things or non-consumable goods are skyrocketing to the roof without daily wages being increased or something. That is happening all around the world, and that is it, because there needs to be government intervention that will help the economy of any country. That's what I've not looked about the United States, but with Russia, I think they've increased their minimum wage and pension as inflation hits the economy, you know. So yeah, it has hit every country and every state at this point in time. So which Ghana is not of exception. So Ghana police say they've arrested 29 demonstrators on Tuesday and report that 12 of their officers were injured in the clashes, where they blame demonstrators throwing stones at them. Look, at this point, I think we as a country, as a nation, we need to have moved past this demonstration where it got. Look, I'm not saying for a fact that and maybe at any point in time emotions can cloud your actions, in as much as you are brilliant or some you are what within a twinkle of an eye, emotions can cloud your actions. But what is left for you to do is that you need to control that situation. The Arise Ghana protest or the demonstration, they termed it as, you know, peaceful protest. You know, I saw a picture of the police policeman, you know, with blood flowing from his ears and, you know, from his ears and all those stuff. I laughed a little bit about it, but, you know, going out was like peaceful protests where the police are there to protect you. They are there to, you know, guide you so that you do not destroy government properties. And as the government properties, when it is destroyed, me and you, the citizens, our taxes will be used to repair all these properties. And yeah, so the Arise Ghana protest or the demonstration, which is supported by the opposition activists including the National Democratic Congress, Sammy Genfi, and former chairman of the People's National Convention, Bernard Mona. Genfi is close to the NDD's probable presidential candidate. Look, I think this is of no need. Why am I saying this is of no need? Because look, at this point, you don't care about the political party that you are affiliated to. At this point, it's where your needs to come together. Your needs to be Ghanaians for once. Your needs to be Ghanaians for once. We don't need to be MPP Nien or NDC Nien or CPP Nien or DPP Nien or what have you. At this point, we all need to. We all need to come together as one nation and, you know, look. Or, you know, see to it the way forward. At this point, it's really so. Inflation is running out of over 20% in Ghana, and a third of people under 30 are unemployed, as well as the new levies imposed by the government. Look, this new levy, the e-levy and all that stuff, you know, the e-levy is electronic transaction levy or bill that is imposed on every transaction that is done, you know, online and all that stuff. I'll make time and address that issue on this podcast. And yeah, so with these levies and your unemployment rates skyrocketing, you know, we the citizens of Ghana thought of it like, look, it's too early to say that you've collected or you've had maybe this amount of the money that e-levy is bringing, so use it to create job opportunities or something like that. But it is what it is. People are giving, people are paying taxes, so they need to see results. They need to see results of the taxes that they've paid. And that's what the people were demanding for, the protesters, the demonstrators. That was what they were demanding for. Like, look, if you pay this, we are doing this, but still, it is, the economy is at standstill. So what are we doing? What are you government doing? And that is it. So other demands covered focus on the delayed payment of allowances to the beneficiaries of youth employment programs, frequent foreign trade by the government, and controversial declarification of the Achimota Forest, among others, were their messages. All these issues needs to be digested really well. On African lifestyle, right now the president has been traveling. They say they tell me that's luxurious, you know, he's been sitting in luxurious planes, traveling all over the world, you know, to world conferences, to meetings, where he takes a luxurious plane or something. The Ghanaian people are not, we the Ghanaian people are not happy about it, because we are crying that there is no money in this country. So why taking this luxurious plane outside, you know? I think the new case is the National Cathedral, where we are saying there's no money in Ghana, but they're also building a National Cathedral, where it's estimated at around $24-25 million. With that money, which can also be used to create employment, that's the government, and that's what they want to do. So yeah, so 29 demonstrators arrested, and that is how I'm praying that this Russian-Ukraine war will come to an end, so that the economic recession that is happening all over the globe will come to us, so that, you know, we the citizens, the low income, the middle income, will, you know, will be free a little bit, because the lorry fares is far beyond control. So I expect government, both the opposition and the incumbent government, you know, bring some that will help, some policies, some reliefs that will benefit we the citizens, you know, because that's why we voted for you people to go up there. So yeah, that is it. Thank you for tuning in. Kwati Nwusu here. Next week, expect more, because right now we are bringing fire, so expect more. But thank you guys for rocking with me, for staying with me through these times, and making time to listen to my podcast. I really appreciate the love. I really appreciate everything. Until next time, I'm out.